Welcome aboard. Is that the look I give on the... I never pose for this photo. I think there's AI involved. That's the photo they've used, that still of me side on. There's no way I pose for that. I'm saying Sportsbet AI. Thank you, everyone. It's so hard to get these two up. They said, how can we possibly bring ourselves to do the podcast now that we're TV stars after a taking over from the Matty John show last Thursday. Thank you very much. Very nice audience tuned in on Easter Thursday. Sean did say afterwards, hopefully they get a better guest on Matty next week and it might give us an even bigger audience. Well, I stay out of that sort of politics. I stay out of that. But Joel Kane, hello to you.
Dan, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever the case may be. Ready for another big show. And look, it was a tricky round last week.
Very tricky.
But that's okay. We're back on again. It was a good week, but I love that weekend.
Can I jump straight in? Because you mentioned the TV show. Let's not beat around the bush. We're on the prime time now, but we've been given a little clip for mentioning of the main body last week. Now, this is an email. Everyone knows you can email in. Get them on site at sportsbet.com.au. But if you wouldn't mind, if I can just read out some feedback.
Yes.
The subject, the full stop, main full stop body. So you, in all capitals, I might add. Well, here we are. Don't get us wrong. We're happy for your success. The little engine that could. From the basement of the blue and yellow, you've risen to prime time. And to be honest, we should have seen it coming. When the new watch appeared on Sean's arm after season two, we always knew it was a rocket ship to the top of the media landscape. We just hoped it might not mean a relegation for the foundational followers. Now, it goes on, so I've had to paraphrase it here, but then he jumps into, we've been here well before the big five betters in Cronulla. We've been here from the kids' first touch footy jerseys to the big state championship wins. So despite how much this hurts, we're proud of you. We wish you the best of luck up there in the big smoke, but we have heard you loud and clear and we'll be on our way to second grade. So he's not happy. Well done, farewell, and most importantly, gamble responsibly. So we're at risk of losing people here. So I just think we have to bring back the sort of egos a bit, Dan. Yes, we're on TV.
Who wrote that?
This is an avid listener. He goes by the name Joaquin. Joaquin Kelly is his.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
He's a pseudonym.
Yes.
So he's not happy. I feel like there's an inside joke here that I'm not part of.
No.
This is office humour and I've never worked in an office.
He's just a disgruntled listener who just doesn't want to be forgotten about. So yes, we've hit the big time.
Says you.
Let's not.
See, I joke when I talk about the egos on this. Behind every joke, there's a half truth.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
I just think we just temper it a little bit. So we haven't forgotten.
I haven't changed at all. And of course, we're a big Thursday night game, Melbourne Brisbane. So we'll be on each and every Thursday after Matty John. So thank you again for tuning in. And if you see something throughout the week, his email, which is overflowing, I don't know, you might as well not send it because apparently, what do you say?
It's bursting at the seams.
Bursting at the seams. Get them on site at sportsbet.com.au. Can I make a revelation here? I'm not punting well this year and I've got the reason why. Well, maybe I'm just not a good judge. That's very possible. But also, we've started putting our bets on the new sports bet product called The Feed, which is excellent. So go there on the app, very easy to use, and you can follow. I see you've got a lot of followers, Sean, and you've got your fair share too, but you go on there and you see some of the bets that we put up, and sometimes we put some of the reasons why. And this is part of the deal this year is that we have to do it. I'm finding, I don't know about you two, I'm finding I'm betting scared, and scared money is dead money, right? That's because now it's on show.
So your psyche's changed just because
of this. Completely changed. Completely changed.
Paralysis by analysis.
I'm going to be honest with the audience because I'm always honest with the audience. There may have been a bonus bets arrangement in the past with Sportsbet. Long time ago. And that may have judged my cavalier attitude to throwing a lot of shies at the stumps, as you would call it, on Golden Point and, you know, just exact margins. Say Thursday, Melbourne by 8, and that'd be $17 or something in that route, right? And most of the time, it would lose and it wouldn't matter. But when it hit, it was bountiful and it was fun. Now I'm finding I'm not enjoying footy because we're putting our cojones on the line.
Yes.
Are you finding your strategy, Joel, has changed at all?
What do you say about pressure, Joel?
Pressure. Some eat it, some get eaten by it.
Oh, he's getting gobbled up.
Yeah, he's getting gobbled up.
In this case, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so I've gone back this week on the feed. Golden Point, Dolphins, Tigers. I don't care anymore. I'm just going to bet the way I normally bet, which is a bit of fun. And if they lose and they get embarrassingly beaten, I don't care.
What about
so
Dan
my
going to
has changed.
You going to a sports psychologist? Say, Dan, what sport do you play? Oh, I don't. I'm just tipping at the moment.
Same game, multi. Yeah. No, but think about the flip side, Dan. When that game does go to Golden Point, imagine this: the euphoric feeling you're going to have, having put it up there on the feed for everyone to see.
Hey, by the way,
that's the flip side.
The punters who want to have that same feeling, you can also set your own profile up.
Yep.
So it's not just us.
Yes.
The punters out there listening can also set up their own profile as well and have your own feed.
Mm. I'm not sure I need that attitude from Sean, by the way, and we'll find out why when we do So Right, So Wrong. What a magic day it was on Monday. I walked into that ground. You know what it's like, Joel. You walk into a ground and you just get a feeling. Now, you said this well before the game, but you just get a feeling about we're going to see a special game and we're going to see an upset.
Yes.
That we saw. The West Tigers thoroughly deserved that win, and Joel was all over it.
They have no fears against Parramatta. I have to be on the Tigers for this.
Caesar from right in front.
Got it.
Caesar's the moment. He strikes it and drags it to the left-hand side. The West Tigers win. The Benji Marshall era is in full swing.
Well done.
Cruel. Cruel it could have been for the Tigers.
Oh,
could
oh can you imagine
very
they
cruel.
Got beaten by that?
That was a 75% kick, I reckon, from there.
But do you know, the kick predictor on our radio station said 21%.
No way.
38 metres.
The kick predictor needs a tune-up.
Pythagoras, well, he missed it by a mile.
Yeah, that's a 75% kick.
For Clint Gutherson. For Clint Gutherson, a part-timer.
He would kick that 7 out of 10 times.
All right. Let's go. Training. Okay. For charity,
yep.
We'll put $500 up, your $500 versus my $500. Clint's a good bloke.
Yep.
We'll take him to CommBank training from that exact spot.
Yep.
He gets closer to 21% than 75% from that spot.
No way.
38 metres out, well, we've 6 metres in from touch.
Oh, mate, I'd be pot. The over 3.5, 2.5, I'm all in on that. And again, pressure. Some eat it, some get eaten by it.
That's a 50-metre kick. Well, it's probably, that's close to a 45-metre kick minimum.
From in front, yes.
I'm saying,
to get it over the,
I'm saying he's got to get 40.
38 metres
why
out,
did he
about
pull
10
it?
From touch.
Why did he pull it? You know why he pulled it? Because he had to get the distance.
Okay.
And when they try and get the, you're a goal kicker, you know this.
See you Monday morning, Clint, down at CommBank Stadium.
Well, you were one of our very good goal kickers. Were you even 75% career?
No. But that's taking in a lot of sideline. That kick is a 75% kick.
That is worse than a sideline kick.
No.
38 metres out, six in from touch.
No.
You're a better judge than this,
no.
Joel.
I'm
you
cautious.
Are a far
I'm
better
cautious
judge than
not
this.
To go up against a great goal kicker. I'm very cautious. I would have it closer to a toss of the coin, I think, from that range.
Offers there. Let's get Clint involved.
That's me sitting right on the fence.
Yes. That is. He'll do it. He'll do it. We'll tell you your favourite charity. We'll get Clint to pick the charity.
Yeah. We're in. I'm in.
Okay.
Clint,
Gibbo,
over to you.
Gibbo, we'll get that organised.
He listens as well.
We'll even record a segment, right? Like fan style, bossy style. We'll go to CommBank and we'll get him.
Perfect.
Right. And it was breezy. I want breezy conditions.
Oh, it's breezy.
It's unlike us to steal a Voss segment.
Hey, that's your domain. But you were so right with that. But I tell you what, we did it again. I'm having a bad year, but even I'm getting some of our best bets. We're all pretty much all cleaning up.
Have to be on the Dogs, plus 6.5, Dan. Hopefully I can kick us off to a flyer.
South with the win, 2016.
I don't have much trust in the Dolphins, but I just think that line is ridiculous.
It is a convincing 30-14 win over their Queensland rivals.
We almost got an important to some reference there at the end of that game. Now I know you are, but sometimes you've got to just keep them, be mean to keep them keen. When we had the Great Escape on Good Friday, and we're all on the Dogs plus 6.5, we all thought, well, here we go. That's it. I always think in a multi, you need a bit of luck.
Of course.
Right? And we had our luck. So when Canberra led 18-0, I thought, well, it's done. It's absolutely done. And Sean let us down. Not Canberra.
I'm with the Raiders. I didn't want to get too far ahead of myself and put up a head-to-head. Really wanted to be on the Bulldogs, but you've had that one, Sugar. Raiders plus 4.5. Little bit of insurance.
Bending this back. Bending this back. You know it's your night. Cronulla 36 have taken down the Canberra Raiders 22.
Yeah, if you want to look at it that way. I had 22.5 points up my sleeve.
Oh, yuck.
Still gets chinned.
That one at halftime, that kick, it was like a remote control coming back. You knew it was all over then.
That was it.
When Hines kept plonking him from the sideline, I was thinking, it's not going to be a night. Like, you needed just one of those early to miss, because you're doing your maths and you're going 4.5. If he misses a conversion, all right, they can win 22-18. Maybe Canberra can jag a try.
It's just the great leveller, isn't it? Always punting. Because on the couch, I was sitting there watching it. The head was just, with every try they scored, it was just getting bigger and bigger. The wobble was starting to occur. Didn't want to, I had it hovered over the WhatsApp group.
Yeah,
but didn't want to go there because I know we all know how that, or that, how they generally end. But the rest is history.
That's just Raider hater karma.
It is. It's a poetry.
Yeah.
Isn't
but, it? But why should we?
We got to pay for it.
Why should we have to pay for it? All I needed, you know what I needed, Joel? Because I had a little investment on that best bet multi. I just needed to be 18-0 at half time.
Yeah.
And then I start looking at the odds, and then I start looking at alternate. Can you imagine the odds of Cronulla minus 4.5 alternate? I'm getting 20-1 or something. Maybe not that much, but I'm getting significant odds, and I don't care. But they couldn't even get 18-0 to half time. Ricky, I'm with you. He hammered the team. I'm with you. You have the full support of the Get 'Em On Side board. All right, a couple of issues before we get to a pretty good round in round number 5. Look, we talked about Tigers. The question is, how far can they go? We had this funny habit in rugby league and pretty much any sport. I mean, when a team wins one in a row, everything's great. When they win one, when they lose one in a row, the house is on fire. Well, they've won two in a row, Joel. I'm not completely sold on them, but I love the way. I love the way they're defended. That's what's different about this version.
Yeah, like I love the Tigers. Galvin's obviously huge for the team. But we just need to temper it a little bit. Sharky's a bit of an off night. No Hamlin Ueli. Hunt comes out of the warm-up. They did a great job on Nicho Hynes. And then last week, no Moses. So
Moses is huge.
Yeah.
With the ball, they kept on coughing up in about three or four times in the first half. It was on about 40 or halfway. Mitchell Moses is playing that game. Yeah. Sunny conditions, Combank. It's a 30-0 job. So doesn't take much to go against you. But to be fair, you can only sort of beat what's in front of you. And they were big outsiders as well in that game. So Lachie Galvin, Shug.
Love him. Much improved too, the Tigers. And Benji, to this point, is doing a good job. And then you're starting to see people, he's playing golf.
I'm not sure they were wearing the grey blazer as well before the Sharkies game. I think there's definitely a correlation with the coaching staff buttoned up. I think they looked. Grey blazer on.
Good look.
Two wins in a row. Very good look.
Good look. I like it.
Very good look.
It's youthful, but it's formal. I like it.
Dolphins were coming third this time last year. So it's a long, long trek in front of us.
Yep.
Parramatta's attack in that game was, dare I say, Titans-esque at times. A lot of ball, then side to side. Wow, they are in a world of hurt, the Titans. Worst attack in the NRL, 4 tries. All the stats are against them. I called them on Saturday night. They were horrific.
Yeah.
I can't see them turning this around. Unless they make mass changes. Again, I see Tanner Boyd and Kieran Foran at the halves.
Yeah, I don't. It's got to be Foran and Brimson, doesn't it?
It has to be.
It has to be.
Now, I wasn't expecting this sort of start to the year. I was really keen on them to go well this year. There was always a caveat of no Jaden Campbell, no Fifita early. So there was always that little question mark. But I'm not sure even with those two in, and even with a fit Tino last week, potentially, they weren't really going to do much. But of all the changes that weren't non-force or injury, it looks they've dropped Lofi Khan Pereira, and that's
the winger.
Now,
well, he doesn't get meters for them. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, I'm
sure. They've lost Philip Sami, who is a big meter gainer.
Their issues are far wider than Lofi on a wing. Who, of course, he's just a known finisher.
But you know the rules. When a team's struggling, the wing is the first to go. Massive weekend of wet weather. 300 millimetres or so is expected southeast Queensland and a lot of New South Wales. Short, in all honesty, we are now going to think, unders every game, the line all of a sudden becomes attractive. Is that a misnomer?
No, not usually. The theory was given a clip around the ears in the Broncos-Cowboys game where that total got smashed. Because I think the rain caught me a bit by surprise. I didn't see it being that heavy for that long into the game. I think it was 43.5, and within about 5 minutes, it jumped 40.5. And almost clicked the over at half time. That was a very strange first half in those conditions. No, you want to be with a big plus and a low total in games like this.
Okay,
it definitely matters. And there's a few teams that are going to play in these conditions that we might naturally think that don't suit them. The Warriors being one on Saturday, but you
don't think it suits them?
No. Well, history would say that this is not a Warriors type scenario, but the way Andrew Webster has them playing, their stats suggest they're very good with the ball, they don't offload, they're pretty tight. Mm. I don't think it'll bother them that much. But it's a lot of rain.
It is a lot of rain.
It's Doncaster Day in Sydney. You can set your watch to it every year.
And the Dodd, our man the Dodd, the Irishman, yes. He likes Lady Laguna at $17 in the week.
It's got the Joel, Eddie Maguire, rubbing hands seal of approval. Can I make this observation as a complete outsider to racing? I think the Autumn Carnival has really suffered because of the Everest. The Everest is now such a major event, there's not as much juice mainstream with the Autumn.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, fair point.
I'd forgotten. Easter Saturday, I'm thinking, oh my God, it's a big day. Because I did the night game, and sometimes I like to have a punt, sometimes I don't. And I thought, I was about to drive in to do the Gold Coast game, and I thought, I completely forgot it's a big day at Randwick.
Yeah.
And you didn't hear anything about it on the mainstream news. Right, let's get to Melbourne and Brisbane, a fabulous Thursday night game. And the big news, obviously, Hughes and Munster back. I mean, I think we're going to look back towards the end of the season and realise how well Melbourne did without them. Particularly Munster. Coming off the bye, Christian Welsh is back as well. Haven't lost at home against Brisbane in 8 years. For Brisbane, Ben Takura debuts. Now, nickname alert, we can't call every very tall person the Towering Inferno. I think the boxer, Fundura, I think it's his. I need evidence that Ben Takura was the Towering Inferno before this week. Am I right here?
Fair call.
You can't just call him, I don't know, the chimney or the giraffe or something big. It doesn't matter what.
Big Bench. Big Ben.
Big Ben. Thank you.
Big Ben.
Right itself.
He's got 5 centimetres on Nelson. Is that true?
But how tall is he?
He's 205. Oh,
jeez. You've been listening to the wrong shows.
Can't believe I fell into that.
That's a flat special.
Of course it is. Nelson, by the way... he's playing for North Sydney. There's something cooking there, isn't there?
Right.
Nelson, Asofa Solomon. It might be a masterstroke. Bellamy might have him there for a month, comes back to conquer the world. But they can't go that deep without a fit Nelson, Asofa Solomon.
I actually had a wild... This is you to a T, a real left-field idea. Should Melbourne go after Tevita Pangai? They need size. They need size desperately at the big end of the season. But can you trust him to just tuck it under his arm and bash it forward, which is all Bellamy would want him to do?
I reckon there's a lot of people who have their calendar reminder set because a lot of them with the salary cap are pretty much spent. However, the pro rata rule, if you wait till about 8 rounds to go, all of a sudden you're paying bugger all to get him. There's a lot of people who have easily got 200,000 or 300,000 just keeping that to go. Mate, there's no doubt one of the best bets you'll ever get is round 18, Tevita Pangai Jr. is playing with a club.
Somewhere.
Well, it's likely to be Brisbane.
Yeah.
We all think it's going to be the Broncos. Yeah. Anyway, this game, Melbourne. Sean, I'll start with you. Pretty strong favourites here. Obviously, still no Reece Walsh. -6.5. Brisbane absolutely smashed Melbourne in the finals last year, but that was a different circumstance. That was up there.
Yeah, surprised myself. When I first looked at this game before sitting down and actually pricing it, I thought every day of the week I'd be on the Broncos. But I've actually got the number to a scenario where I can make the Storm a very small bet. I've got it around the 8-point favourite mark. Amy Park is huge. And I know that the result for the Broncos last week is very, very hard to get out of your head, but Reynolds just had an absolute day out. Those conditions with his ability to put the ball on a dime, spinning like it does. Scotty Drinkwater had an absolute night to forget. So I think the result probably favours them a touch. No Haas, and I know Tristan Saylor was good, but Walsh is still a significant out. I'm sticking up for the Melbourne Storm here, but only very slightly.
At the line... I don't know. I've probably leaned towards the Broncos, to be honest, +6.5. But I've got a flare ready to go, boys.
Woo!
Here we go. This bloke, Ryan Pappenhausen, I love, and I shared this stat last week. He's scoring in about, I think it's 54 games starting at fullback, 47 tries. It's a crazy number.
Incredible.
So just going for flair, for him to score the first, second or third try, maybe a low scoring affair, $4.
I have an idea for a new stat that Sean can do, because I don't know what he does for the rest of the week. Right. In golf, they have a stat, which some respect and some don't. It's putting distance. So this guy putted for 180 feet today, which means he must have jagged a couple of long ones. Average minute of when Ryan Pappenhausen scores a try. For anyone, actually, that should be the average minute anyone scores a try. I just think that'd be interesting. See, Ryan Pappenhausen might be an early try scorer.
Oh, yeah. So
he might be a late.
We do have the time of first try market, but not specific to a player.
No. I'm not saying as a market. I'm just saying as one of those stats that we look at and we say, well, Ryan Pappenhausen, it's really interesting you say first, second or third, because his average time of scoring is the 34th minute, which puts him in the frame.
Or he scores X percent in the last quarter of the game.
That's exactly right.
Adam Fanua Blake, he would skew heavy to that first quarter.
Oh, absolutely. All right, so Pap has three tries in three games. He's quietly motoring along nicely. Canterbury and the Roosters. Now, this is the first of the wet weather games that we expect. 10.5 is the line we're going with here on a Wednesday morning. Addo Carr is out. That was a nasty concussion. Jacob Preston out for 6 weeks. So Wilson comes back in. Josh Curran is in. Sam Hughes, I'm glad to see him starting for the Dogs. It took a few more weeks than I thought. And Kitioni Kautonga will play the second game of his career. Big one for the Roosters, Joel, is Lindsay Collins comes back. They weren't close to Penrith, albeit they lost by 6, but they were pretty well outplayed. But Penrith's different gravy, obviously, so it's probably a forget run.
And for form line-wise, and I know it doesn't work this way, but Roosters smash South beat Canterbury, big outs Preston and the Fox. I know the weather is a big concern taking on a big line, but I'm very confident the Roosters.
Oh, jeez, okay. I'll say this for Canterbury. They've troubled the Roosters their last two meetings. 25-24 last year in Gosford. And they actually beat the Roosters the year before. I think it was a similar, I think it might have been a Friday 6 p.m. or a Saturday 5:30, similar conditions. So for whatever reason, they've almost had the Roosters' number.
Yeah, and look, there's definitely a pretty sizable gap between the two teams, but they're both facing very similar issues. One in attack is certainly an issue for the Bulldogs, to a lesser extent the Roosters, but still don't really have it humming. But their defence, both of them have been pretty good. Doggies conceded 132 play the balls in their defensive 20, Roosters 143. That's 17th and 16th. So they've conceded, or one and two, depending on which way you look at it. So they've conceded the most, only letting 6 tries apiece. So the Doggies have actually found a bit of resolve defensively. And I think with the rain, 2 average attacks, but 2 really strong defensive outfits, big plus.
Only 6 tries apiece.
Big plus from play the balls in range.
Okay.
10.5. Just have to be with it, Shug.
Okay.
But it
diametrically opposed.
Diametrically.
Okay. Newcastle versus St. George Illawarra suddenly becomes a pretty tasty Friday night game, given what the Dragons did to Manly on Saturday night. And the fact the Knights, again, are in a state of needing a win. That was a pretty good game on Sunday against the Warriors. But again, the halves are the issue. So it's Cogger and Hastings, third halves combination in 5 weeks. He's an odd flower, Jackson Hastings. Dane Gagai is, well, it's just...
an odd flower?
It's just, yeah, he's an exotic flower. Leo Thompson is back, and, well, he's
I'm keen to dive into this. What flower would he be?
I don't know, but it'd be unique. It'd be one, I don't know. Dane Gagai is back. Just an interesting character. St. George Illawarra, Michael Molo returns, but pretty much the same outfit that... beat an odd Manly team. That was a strange performance from them. Knights 6.5 favourites.
I feel like this is the right halves combo. And we said Cogger and Hastings, but I couldn't touch that $1.39.
No.
For the Knights. No way.
No.
Leave me out of it. The right-hand side, which I'll get to in a moment, for the Dragons, still a problem.
Yeah, the Knights, the result for them last week, I think, flattered them. The Warriors, for some reason, can't really put teams away.
No, they can't.
And then you spin back even further, 2 weeks ago, Knights at home, which is obviously their bread and butter against that Melbourne Storm outfit who had everyone missing. and only just fell over. If that game goes for 5 or 10 minutes longer, they're losing that game. Yeah, Dragons on the road does scare me a little bit, but 6.5, that's a key number. I'd be just leaning the way of them.
It's probably irrelevant, but the Dragons have a great record over the years in Newcastle. I think they've won 10 of their last four. They've won 10 of their last 14 overall, but something like 7 of their last 10. And in fact, ever since the joint venture started, they've always done well at Marathon Stadium. Newcastle, a first half team, plus 18 first half, minus 41 second half. So maybe Newcastle for half time, Dragons full time. This is an odd stat. The Knights have conceded 3 first half tries. That's it. And 11 in the second half. So make of that what you will. Dragons yet to be in a close game. Like one that's gone right down to the distance. I know Manly, it was competitive, but they haven't been in one of those games that's been a one-score contest with half an hour to go. So I'd like to see them in a close game to see how they handle it. South, who's got the flair?
I've got the flair.
Woo!
Now, I mentioned the right-hand side for the Dragons remains a problem. Last 3 weeks, the left centres keep scoring. Kohler scored last week. We tipped you him. We tipped Holmes the week before, and Avarillo scored the week before. So Bradman Best up against the right-hand side. First, second or third, $4.
Don't mind it.
You can tell when Joel likes a market. First, second, third try scorer, that's his.
He's found that, hasn't he?
That's, yeah. It's like when you try a skim latte for the first time and you go, I don't mind, that's going to be my coffee going forward. First, second or third try scorer.
Can we, speaking of markets that we love, we skipped over my flair bet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was mine, I missed it as well. In the Bulldogs-Roosters game, halftime draw. I love this little market.
That correlates. I reckon that's going to correlate with your best bet.
Of course it does.
Is that right?
Certainly does.
Yes. What, you're involving the Bulldogs in a best bet?
Absolutely.
Oh, dear God. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Dear God. So how are your best bets going this year? Like before, okay, last week was no good, but...
Well, prior to that, I was
3-0?
It was 4-0.
Yeah, so, all right, okay. Well, I've only lost one now, too.
And
so
then it was 18-0, if you didn't know that.
Hey?
Still got beat.
All right. South Sydney versus New Zealand Warriors. This is a fascinating game. I can't believe the Warriors are as bloated as they are at $1.81. Have people not been watching football the last month? I know it's here in Sydney. 3 o'clock game. Alex Johnston out. I told you should have put that market up, Sean. Would he get the Ken Irvine? We could have got nice odds because obviously he's going to be out for a few. Not that we want to see that. That was pretty nasty to see him walk off the way he did. Yet to lead at halftime this year, South. Here's my stat of the week. They've led 3 of the last 17 half times. 3 of their last 17. First half, they're terrible and have been for some time. But versus the Warriors, they've won 8 straight, Joel.
8 straight.
Including last year when the Warriors were starting to come together, South punished them. That was mid-season, 28-6 at Mount Smart. Warriors, no Metcalf, no Capel. Tamati Martin comes in at number 6.
Last week, we saw 1.5 pulled up for the Gold Coast Titans versus the Dolphins. And I'm looking at this the same way, going, 1.5? Warriors are a far better side. In every metric you want to look at, I just have to be on the Warriors, boys. I'm nervous. I'm so confident about it.
Yeah. Again, a little bit like the Storm Broncos game, I immediately just thought I'd want to be all in on the Warriors here. But it's 1.5. I've got it slightly bigger than that. So there's a few games here where I'm almost on the edge. I'm just leaning that way. But I don't think this is as obvious as what it looks on paper. For some reason, the Warriors, they have so much footy, but can't really put teams away.
Chance comes back. That's good.
Yeah.
We see the hybrid.
Roger played it right at fullback, didn't he?
If Canterbury have a polished halfback, how many do they win last week and how many do they win by?
That's right.
I thought they were far superior. Yeah. So I just don't see how South have improved at all from the 48-6 for the Roosters. Warriors should be 4-0, right? They should have beaten Cronulla.
I agree.
They were better than Cronulla and they let that go. Well done, Cronulla, for coming back. Melbourne, obviously, the coach miracle, but the Warriors absolutely dominated the second half and they've won the last two. I agree with you. I'm a bit worried about their lack of ability to blow sides apart. I'm very worried about South. So I'm not touching 1.5 Warriors. What I am touching, try a bet, -8.5. I figure if South are going to win, they're going to win, but if the Warriors are going to win, they might blow this away. 2-9, it's got every chance of being a non-atmosphere game at Homebush, low crowd. Saturday arvo, rain. And poor. We've seen South lose interest already this year. 2.95 for a try bet. I also like the halftime, full-time double. I figure if the Warriors are going to win, don't take the $1.81. Take halftime, full-time, because...
March away.
You're going to get a nice odd, and they should be up at the break.
I honestly believe, my gut feel, they're the number one threat to Penrith this year, at this stage. Who's your number one threat to the Panthers?
I've still got the Broncos. A fully fit Broncos have got the... I mean, we saw it. Have got the game style to really worry them.
Threat to Penrith,
yes,
is Brisbane. He's right, but they're not the second best team in the comp. No, Melbourne's the second best team in the comp, but they're not the biggest threat to Penrith. Manly versus Penrith. This was going to be 2 weeks ago. Undefeated Manly versus the Premiers. It was going to be early match of the year contender, but now Manly have dropped their bundle. 3.5 they're getting. Only 3.5? No Nathan Cleary. But we saw what Penrith did to the Roosters without Nathan Cleary, and James Fisher-Harris is back. Tommy Talau comes in for the Sea Eagles. Penrith have won 8 straight against Manly. Odd stat, have scored 10 tries on their right, the Panthers, only 2 on their left. So I just find that, so Brian To'o areas, 2 tries, Sunia Taruva, 6 tries, 10 in total. Yeah, so they're very much a right side attack.
It's very much Cleary on that right hand side for a lot of that. And Jerome wants to go left foot, left foot, left foot, go back that side as well.
There's a little heat map that I've been playing around with, Sugar. Dylan Edwards heavily involved on the right-hand side as well.
Yeah.
He's, like, taking his game to another level this year as well. He's a genuine gun now.
Are you making goo-goo eyes at Dylan? The way you've been a Tedesco.
No, but
Teddy.
It won't get anywhere near.
Are we at the 7-year itch of Teddy? I mean, the fit. We've worked together for that long. We're probably ready for a 7-year itch.
No, it won't be. It won't be Dylan.
Okay, Manly Penrith.
It won't be Dylan.
It'll be Reece Walsh in his cowboy hat. Yeah, go on. Manly Penrith. Give me a
A very quick view on the game. Penrith, I know, and it's always hard to get last week's result out of your head when you're punting and tipping teams. They did go off 5.5-point underdogs to the Roosters. Now you're at Brookvale and you're giving up 3.5. Manly, and particularly Tommy Turbo, won't play that bad ever again. There was just some basic errors that you will never see again from him, and I'm sticking up for Manly.
Ooh.
At home.
Are we looking at an ambush? By the way, Tommy Taylor did play last week. He was a very late inclusion. Joel
Fisher Harris, a big in. I'm just scorned from tipping against them last week. They're so systematic.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in the Fox League show, but I just they are just so put together and so systemised.
Well done for not calling it the main body there as well.
Yes. Anthony Seibold, last year in this game, they threw caution to the wind. So they opened the shoulders up, which is fine, and it worked for a while, but it can also quickly fall apart. So I think they might even try the same thing, a bit of a lavish brand of football. But if it goes wrong, Penrith will just keep accumulating.
Yeah.
Backing against Penrith is like backing against prime Tom Brady or current Patrick Mahomes.
That's right.
You just don't do it. I like Manly here, but there ain't no way. I'm calling this game anyway, so I stay away, but I ain't betting against Penrith anytime soon, Sean.
Yeah, I'm sticking up for Manly, but this flair, woo, actually ties in maybe to what you just spoke about, Sugar. I think they probably have to get off to a fast start, but Penrith, over 80, will just grind you away and drag you down. But we're following a bit of a trend here. Manly 3 times this year, they've scored first, they've lost 2 of them, and the exact flip for the Panthers, they've conceded 3 times, but they've actually won 2 as well. Getting about $4.50 or $60 thereabouts.
Okay.
Now, just to confirm, that includes penalty goals. So if Manly score a penalty goal, 2-0,
not
that
first try, first. Score first.
We've got to hurry it along here, gents. Great game. Dolphins, Tigers, suddenly a great game. First versus sixth, a true match of the night. Saturday, 7:30 at Suncorp. Dolphins, $1.59. Tigers, $2.37. That'll obviously change one way or the other. Latu Fainu comes in. Jaden Sullivan, the number 6. I'm interested if Sullivan starts or Latu. No, he'll probably keep it that way. I think this is the tightest game of the weekend. Sean, I'm going to start with you.
This I don't have a huge view in this game, but it just has a feeling that it could be the week that you might just want to get against West Tigers. Couple of wins in a row. They're on the road. Galvin, for an 18-year-old, is a big out. And the combo, as named, I don't love, even if the kid comes on again, fair bit of pressure. Just looks suitable for a Finns win here. Oh, I think you might be able to get around the Finns 13 plus or something like
that. I have no statistical evidence, but the Finns, Joel, are pretty good at putting sides away when they're supposed to.
Well, they've got points.
Might be one of those.
They got points in the hammer. And another bloke I'm going to go for here is the flair bet. Woo! I'm finding it really hard to find a bet. When I'm in that case, I look for a try scorer who's at a price. Jake Avarillo.
I told you, skim latte. First, second, third try scorer.
Has he got it? Has he tipped it again?
He's on it again. On it again. My three flair bets this week are all first, second or third.
Love it.
Yes.
All right, Jake Avarillo. Is this the way you do it? North Queensland Gold Coast, Sunday Arvo. Same 17 for the North Queensland side that lost to Brisbane. For Gold Coast, they've lost 24 of their last 28 away. Fifita bench again, not necessarily that has to be the case, but that's where he's been named. Average losing margin for Gold Coast in that run, 10. When they lose, usually handily enough. What's the start here? Oh, 16.5. 16.5. Are we entering flat track bully territory for North Queensland? They could actually cover this line pretty comfortably.
They could. They absolutely could. Best attack in the comp versus worst attack in the comp. Just over 30 points a game for the Cowboys. Tanner Boyd for me is not the answer. They have to go to Kieran Foran and Brimson.
AJ,
at least try that.
Just needs to touch the footy a lot more than what he is. Staple to that one edge.
Up there. I'll take the Cows.
Yeah, look, it's a very scary proposition. It's lines like these you might not see until round 18, 19, 20, when, you know, teams are completely given up. It's a very scary thought, but just at how big it is, I'm gonna give the Titans a chance.
Oh, jeez.
You got so much on this. Late covers.
Yeah.
A lot has to go right.
If it was, I think 15.5 and 16.5, there's a whole world of difference there. Mm. I've got the flair. Woo! New wingers for Gold Coast, and they have shown they're conceding 30 a game anyway. Murray Taulagi, left wing, 2 tries. That's my flair, 345. Canberra versus Parramatta, Sunday night, last match of the round. Interesting match. I said Dolphins, Tigers could be the tightest, so could this very easily. Ricky Stewart, you know he gave him a blast. You know he gave him a proper blast after the Canberra debacle. Rappin is 200th for Canberra. Second home game for Canberra. And Parramatta without Moses, 8 of their last 11, they have lost, and they've only averaged 15 points in those games. So, yeah. I mean, we knew it was a problem and statistically proven so.
All aboard the Ricky train here. You learn some stuff from press conferences. He jammed the bench.
Yeah.
He really made a call out for the bench. I love when they said, so Tim McCaw played well, none of them played well, but these benchies are going to come off just breathing fire, and I'm going to have something on one of the benchies in a try-scoring market.
Wow.
I like that. Yeah.
Who do you think he went? I thought it was aimed at Horsburgh, to be honest. Horsburgh didn't have a particularly good
game. Yeah, probably.
But I think Xavier Savage might have got a talking to as well at some point in the sheds. That was a big turning point in that game. The kick chase where he just thought it was trickling out and he did not chase at all. They score off the back of it. Might have been the second one, I can't remember. But big moments in games. He's given him a bake and you want to see him respond. And I think they will at home. It's perfect. No Moses, obviously huge for the Parramatta Eels. I'm sticking up for Raiders. Just can't believe I'm climbing back on the horse, but I think it's a little bit bigger than what it is.
I like your flair here, Sean, because I think I know why you're going this way.
Yeah, well, I'm sort of tipping Raiders in the game purely at the price. Sean Lane, anytime try scorer. Now, Brown's got the 7 on his back, but
Look at those odds.
Yeah, he's still going to be hard dominant on the left-hand side of the field, which is Sean Lane's edge. And there's just a few things around Jamal Fogarty, but also Hosking's out. They've got a new combination. It'll be Adam Mariotta, I believe his name.
Who's a middle normal.
Yeah, he's named on the edge, so I'm sure they'll work it out eventually. But first up, combinations are tricky, and Sean Lane, well, he loves a try, and that's a big price for him.
Yeah, all right, nice find. Hopefully it gets up.
Would he play Tarpany there instead?
I don't think he moved, Joey.
No.
Smithies? Smithies is too busy in the middle.
Maybe Smithies.
Yeah,
maybe Smithies.
All right, time for best bets. Sean, you kick us off. I think rain is going to heavily feature among these best bets.
Yeah, I'm just glad I'm not the anchor of this multi this week. We're at Friday, 6 p.m., Bulldogs Roosters. Now, I can make an argument for this bet, even if it's not wet weather. So I think the rain is a bit of a bonus. Under 38.5, I said it going through the game, but two struggling attacks, but both defending very, very well. And I think that if the Bulldogs are going to win, I think they just need a scrounge one out because their attack doesn't scream, obviously, putting a team away. 38.5, I can make a good case for.
Can I just say the Joel best bet is the one we all wanted. We're all going to have it, all three of us. But Joel got in first, and fair play to him. He got in on the WhatsApp.
He got in last week. It was that early.
Far away.
Okay, so it be warned, punters, be a little bit nervous because like you do get nervous when I'm so confident. Mm. And I am so confident about this. Warriors minus 1.5. I just have to take it.
You just have to, sure.
Yeah, if you didn't, I would have. So looking at the scraps that were left for me, I've taken Dolphins, Tigers, unders. Now, Dolphins can score points, so it does worry me. But if it's going to rain as much as we're hearing, especially in southeast Queensland, Tigers have been defending very well. I don't think they've got many points in them, so I actually think the Dolphins might win comfortably enough, but under 42.5. The unders have been good to me so far this year, so I'm cheering for bad football. And so are you, Sean, with Bulldogs Roosters. So we are killjoys, but hopefully we're rich killjoys. They are our best bets. Oh, time for Bambi! Right, now I apparently have got the reins here and I'm happy to have them, but you wanted to play this Vision 2. Do you want to explain what it was, or should I play the Vision?
Play it.
I'll play the Vision.
Throw it up and then...
So this is from what, Easter Monday? Jeremy Piven has done every... Ari Gold from Entourage has done every media outlet and it's the same bit, just yell and be foul doing it, and I love it. Here he is, I think, being well-behaved with Channel 7.
Amazing to be here. I'm a little overwhelmed at the size of this field. I'm winded looking at it. These guys have to be in insane shape. There's love for me in Australia because Ari Gold loves to take the piss, and that's the national pastime here.
Yeah. AFL footy, have you had much exposure to it? Have you got a team yet? I think that's a pretty important thing.
I want to say the Bulldogs because I love French Bulldogs, but that really doesn't sound like I have any idea what I'm talking about.
Right. Now, what's cut out there is when he says the size of the field, right, and there's a very good observation. The players must be super fit. The interviewer, I think it's Abby Holmes, does a very good job, yep. But she did what every Melbourne host does. Every Melbourne host. So he's talking about the field, right, and about the fitness of the players. So what do you think of our MCG? Every Melbourne personality has to get validated about the MCG, which I give you is the best stadium in the country. I'm not arguing the virtue of the MCG, but JFK could rise from the dead, take his first steps on earth at the MCG on Easter Monday, and they'd go, JFK, you've just returned to earth after 65 years. What do you think of the G? Let it go. Why do you need valid? And this is not a shot at Melbourne people. It is a shot at Melbourne media. Why do you need your venue validated? It doesn't make you a better person. It doesn't make you any better because you've got this magnificent stadium, which I acknowledge. I said it before, I'll say it again. It's the best stadium in the country. But Jeremy Piven, do you not think he's been in a big stadium in the United States? Do you think he's that impressed by the G? Taylor Swift performs. Taylor Swift. What do you think they wrote in The Age and The Herald Sun? What about the G? What about the MCG? Anyway, I'm glad I got that off my chest.
Well said.
And thanks to our Melbourne production team for doing an excellent job for us. What were you going to say?
No, you said everything far more beautifully than I was ever going to get there, Dan. So well done.
What do you think of the G? Remember, Fox League,
yes.
Thursday night. After Matty Johns, thank you for watching us the first time. Hopefully you watch us again and enjoy your weekend. Joel?
Best tip though, of course, no matter who you bet with, please take a sec before you bet and set up a deposit limit. We'll catch you next time.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.